Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The military is under attack. There's no question about that. And every step President Trump has taken to stop transgenders from being permitted to enlist in the military has been thwarted. The most recent judicial decision says the Obama plan to allow open transgenders to serve in the military must be implemented on January 1, 2018. The DOJ has again appealed, but is it too late? My guest today is Elaine Donnelly. She's the president of the Center for Military Readiness. Thanks, Elaine, for being with us.
Glad to talk with you.
So is it as frustrating on your end as it is my end to see this happening?
Well, it's frustrating because all of this was entirely predictable. And I think President Trump has done the right thing. He deserves a lot of credit for showing leadership and trying to say, as he did, first in a tweet and then in formal documents, that the transgender policy of the previous administration, Barack Obama, is not acceptable. It is harmful to military readiness. And he is going to revoke those policies. And he asked the Department of Defense to proceed with that plan, but also to study the issue to find out what to do about people who are openly transgender and serving in the military today because of the Obama policy. In a very reasonable way, he said, well, we're not going to change anything until we figure out where we're going to go with this. Very reasonable plan. But along comes a district judge in Washington, D.C., pretending that she's the supreme judicial commander of the military. Mm-hmm. She says, oh, no, that's not good enough. The Department of Defense has to begin immediately on January 1 doing something that the Pentagon has never done before, and that is to enlist and bring into the military new transgender personnel. This has not happened before. The district judge does not have the power to do this. It's a constitutional issue. The commander-in-chief has every right to change the policies of his predecessor, the administrative policies, and he's doing so for the right reason. But this judge in Washington, D.C., Colleen Cotelli, whatever her name is, mm-hmm. kind of an awkward name, she is saying she knows better than the president, and that the previous administration has it right. Judge Colleen Kolar-Cotelli, she threw all protocols to the wind when she issued her memorandum opinion on October 30, saying that this administration doesn't know what it's doing, and whatever it's doing is for the wrong reasons, and she instead is putting her faith in the previous administration and saying that what Barack Obama ordered should continue. This has got to be appealed. The wheels of justice are now finally starting to turn. There was a request for a stay that was filed rather belatedly. Frankly, the judge had the opportunity, and she took it, to mock the Department of Justice for waiting so long before they filed their request for a stay. Predictably, she denied it, and papers have been filed with the Court of Appeals to take it to that level. On Friday, December 15, papers will have to be filed. There'll be a response the following Monday. Whether there is enough time to take it to the Supreme Court remains to be seen.
Yeah. So this has never happened as far as a president. The U.S. Constitution gives the president the authority, I mean, as commander-in-chief, to basically set policy for the military because he is commander-in-chief. So
that's
this
right.
is
it's Article 2, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, the section of the Constitution that deals with the presidency. The Section 3 that deals with the judiciary says not one word.
Exactly.
Judges are not qualified to understand military realities, and we know that the military is not an equal opportunity employer. Civil rights laws do not apply to the armed forces for good reasons. The military defends individual rights, but it must be governed by different rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules are set by either Congress or the executive branch of government, that would be the president. In this case, the president is taking the lead, and we have a district judge trying to thwart him, as you said.
Yeah.
There's also another judge in Baltimore that issued a similar ruling, and this judge took it a step further, saying that the Department of Defense has to pay for very expensive surgical procedures that attempt to to try, well, the attempt to turn a man into a woman or a woman into a man, something that is simply impossible to do. You cannot change human DNA.
Right.
If you change appearance or modify body configuration, that judge issued a ruling, and I believe there's a third judge in Seattle. All of these lawsuits were predictable, but the president still has the right and the power to set policy in this case.
Yeah, because the LGBT activists went judge shopping, which is becoming a very common thing that they do. They go judge shopping for in the areas that they are, the parts of the country where they know they're liberal judges. Yeah, the judge in D.C. is a Clinton appointee.
Clinton appointment.
Yeah.
Appointment, yes.
So
Judge
she's
Colleen Kollar-Kotelly, and she was only looking at the procedural issues. At that stage of litigation, you talk about things like standing and whether or not that court has the right and the power to do this, whether the case is ripe for decision. Those are all procedural issues. They haven't even gotten to the meat of the matter yet, and how forcing the armed forces to induct people who are not as deployable as other people, people who have a psychological condition, very unfortunately, they have this condition that makes them undeployable. They're one of many individuals and groups and categories of people who are not eligible to serve.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's looking beyond all that. She even took it upon herself to elevate the status of review. In the past, these cases have been settled on a rational basis. In other words, does the military have a rational reason to say that people who have psychological disorders, including gender dysphoria, does the military have the rational reason to say that person or persons, they are not eligible to be in the armed forces? That's a simple standard. She elevated it to an equal opportunity standard, as if it's a civil rights issue. That, too, is unprecedented, and if it ever gets to the Supreme Court, certainly if it gets there in time, I think the Supremes would see it the president's way. It's very similar to the immigration case that, you know, the president said what he wanted to do with his travel ban, and there were judges in three different states who said, no, president can't do that. It took a while to wind itself to the Supreme Court. But ultimately, just a few weeks ago, the Supreme Court did see it the president's way, and it was on a 7-2 vote.
Yeah, that was very, very good that the vote was 7-2. And I would hope that the wheels of the judicial system seem to run very slowly, but I would hope in this case with the January 1st deadline that things would speed up. But there are those in the judicial system who want things to stay as they are with allowing the transgenders in the military and further destroying the United States military. I think that's the ultimate goal.
There's more to it also. There are Obama holdovers in the Pentagon, Department of Defense, one very high-level person who actually implemented the previous administration's policies. His name is Anthony Curta. He's in the Department of Personnel and Readiness in the Department of Defense. He's been the acting undersecretary for some time, and he did some things that were highly questionable. Back in June, he instigated and participated in an LGBT pride celebration at the Pentagon, even though President Trump had not authorized LGBT celebrations in his administration.
Yeah.
So he showed his willingness to defy the president right there. Instead of firing this guy and replacing him, they promoted him to be principal deputy to the number one guy in this key department of the Pentagon. So during his confirmation process, he filed a written response. Among other things, he said that he is in charge of this so-called study group, the panel of experts. It's going to tell what the recommendation should be to the president.
On the transgender issue.
Yes, on this issue. And it's entirely inappropriate for a person who is known to be an activist for the LGBT point of view. He helped to write the RAND report that came out in 2016, the one that all the media people like to quote because it is a polemic. It promotes transgenders in the military. He was part of that report, and yet he's going to tell President Trump what he should do on transgenders in the military?
That's a conflict of interest.
Yes. Why is Secretary Mattis allowing this? I've yet to get an explanation.
Yeah.
Secretary James Mattis, you would think, would realize that people are policy. I'd also like to know why the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, why he has not instructed why he did not instruct the Department of Justice to file that request for a stay sooner than they did. it's just inexplicable. It should have been a no-brainer. It's you begin to wonder whether people are letting the president down, and I think that they are.
Yeah, and you wonder whether it's intentional. And another issue is, as you mentioned with the Pentagon, the Obama holdovers who are still there. But you say that guy, Curta, he instigated the gay pride thing in Pentagon, but he was promoted after that?
Yes, he was named to be the principal deputy to the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, who was only confirmed just recently. Now, during the interim, Anthony Curta was in that chair, for the top guy's chair, as Undersecretary acting.
Mm-hmm.
And during this time, some key decisions were made. He put together a panel of experts, so to speak. He has been associating with and getting advice from LGBT activist groups for a long time.
Yeah.
The Palm Center, for instance, the Human Rights Campaign, the transgender activist groups. They are in the Pentagon. They might be there as we speak, writing recommendations for President Donald Trump. This is what happens when you don't, as the president said in the campaign, drain the swamp.
Exactly.
There is a swamp at the Pentagon. And
well, there's a swamp.
The LGBT faction is very strong there, and they need to drain that swamp.
Yeah, and that is the only area of the country, you know, the Human Rights Campaign and other homosexual groups have said for a decade or more now that 10% of the population of the United States is homosexual. That's not true anywhere in the United States except Washington, D.C. 10% of the population in D.C. is homosexual. So, yes, they very much have a stranglehold on that area of the country. And, yes, the swamp needs to be drained. But we see even with the GOP that they are not, they don't have the courage that needs to be, that they need to have to do what they need to do. Congress should be stepping in and passing laws saying that transgenders or those with mental illnesses should not be permitted to be in the military.
Well, Congress did attempt to cut off funding for the attempted sex change surgery procedures. They came very, very close to passing an amendment, but rumors from the Pentagon misled and confused some Republicans. 12 of them voted the wrong way. This was the Vicky Hartzler amendment that was taken up, I think it was in June, and that was most unfortunate. There is so much confusion and misinformation about this issue, and Congress is largely to blame. They've not had hearings. The chairman of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, John McCain, has not had any hearings, and yet he pronounced himself in favor of transgenders in the military.
Yeah.
He's been no help whatsoever.
Yeah.
On the House side, they've been somewhat intimidated by the LGBT lobby. And that's why, as I say, the president has shown leadership here, and we welcome that. But he needs backing from his own administration, number one, at the Department of Defense, and secondly, the Department of Justice that goes to court on behalf of Department of Defense. They need to be vigorous and energetic and principled in going to the court and saying this injunction, this order from this district judge is not acceptable. It cannot be done. It should not be done by January 1. And then they need to follow through and get a decent set of facts put forward.
Yeah.
And they have to get rid of the person who is putting facts together only on one side. We know that because that's what happened with the Rand report that he worked on before.
Yeah.
It's just so obvious. There's a problem here. And you wonder what sort of deal was struck to make all of this happen. It's not the way to run a conservative administration.
No, it's not. And I think a lot of it is that there are a lot of members of Congress who have not yet recovered from the election, presidential election last year, and they want to do everything that they can to make sure President Trump doesn't have any real victories. Mm-hmm. And I think John McCain is one of those.
Yes.
Some of the ways he's voted has definitely sent the message to the American people that he does not want to see President Trump have any victories. But President Trump, as you're saying, he has done the right things in trying to protect the military from this outrageous effort to allow transgenders in the military, plus the use of tax dollars to perform those so-called same-sex surgeries, which, as you've noted, that's an impossibility.
Well,
but
even when surgeries occur, according to a number of experts that the Pentagon is not listening to, I think it's a fair bet, even with surgeries, the underlying psychological problems do not go away. This is a very costly procedure that occurs. The RAND report tries to downplay it as if it's not a big deal. They try to pretend that, oh, not everybody's going to participate in that, forgetting that once you subsidize something, of course, you increase demand.
Mm-hmm.
to say that the military should implement plans, and we've analyzed these plans. If you go to my webpage, you can see there were 15 major directives that came out of the Obama administration. And among other things, they say that if someone is confused about their gender identity, they can take off as long as a year to go off and experiment and live as a person of the opposite sex. It has a name. It's called Real Life Experience, RLE. And when someone goes off on RLE leave, everybody else has to pick up the slack and do their job. This does not enhance readiness.
This would just be something transgenders could do?
Yes. This is part of the Department of Defense plan to implement that was put in place under Barack Obama.
And they would continue getting a paycheck?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
They would just, you know, go off, but they would not be deployable. And if you undergo hormone treatments, quite often there are side effects. Sometimes it interferes with performance. If you are a diver or an aviator, there's even a warning buried deep in these documents saying it may interfere with performance. Therefore, you might not be deployable for that reason. We also know that doctors and nurses who object to this kind of treatment and surgeries, doing operations on healthy body parts, in the view of many, is not only, well, some see it as immoral, others see it as unethical, contrary to medical ethics, but there's no option to dissent because you would be ordered to participate.
Actually, there
regardless.
Was.
Regardless.
Yeah. Actually,
and then, then there's the privacy issues. Women have been told, according to these documents, again, my organization has analyzed this, women are told you have to get used to the presence of persons of the opposite sex biologically. If they say, well, I feel like a girl, I feel like a woman, therefore I should have access to the women's private showers and living quarters that have little privacy as it is. If you read the full set of documents, it's almost stunning to see how invested in this delusion the Department of Defense has become.
And that delusion is the right word.
It is a delusion, yes. And the president said, we're not going to do this under any circumstances. He was widely criticized for saying that in a tweet. Actually, there were three tweets. I mean, even if he had announced it in the State of the Union speech, he would have been criticized.
Oh, yeah.
What he did do, about a month later, he did issue formal directives, and the directives gave guidance to the Pentagon to follow an orderly procedure to make change.
And it was General Mattis that... Was he who originally issued the January 1st deadline?
Well, the order for the to postpone, well, let me back up a moment. The Obama administration put in place regulations saying that beginning on July 1 of this year, well into the new administration, the Pentagon would have to start inducting transgenders in the military, something that has never happened before.
Right.
On the eve of that day, Secretary Mattis issued a directive saying, no, we're not going to do that. And he put everything on hold until January 1. Now, the reprieve was welcome, but putting it off to January 1 made no sense.
Yeah.
You don't do something major like this in the holiday season.
True.
And 6 months was not sufficient time. The military services, three of the four, had asked for 2 years, not 6 months. 2 years, but it was an Obama holdover that engineered the time change down to only 6 months.
Okay.
He had since left the Pentagon. His name was Robert Work. He was at that time the Deputy Secretary of Defense, a holdover, and it was a big mistake to take his advice.
Yeah.
But that's what Secretary Mattis did.
Okay.
So that's why, and it's peculiar, the district judge honors what Secretary of Defense Mattis did with, you know, changing the deadline to January 1, but she refuses to accept what the president ordered.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting. I'm just, as before you called, I was looking over these documents. The Department of Defense and Department of Justice is pointing out this is inconsistent. This is an anomaly that makes no sense. Now, whether the Court of Appeals will see it that way, and if they don't, whether the Supreme Court will, that remains to be seen. But the Supreme Court would have to intervene before January 1. And
that's only a couple weeks away.
That's going to be a tall order. They should have started this process sooner.
Yeah. So a lot of the problem is, well, there's a whole bunch of problems. They're listening to the wrong advisors, through the wrong organizations, getting the data from the wrong organizations. They still have Obama holdovers in the DOJ and in the Pentagon who are throwing up stumbling blocks or who are actually in charge of some of these outrageous decisions that have led to where we are now, where at this point, January 1st, 2018, open transgenders will be permitted to enlist in the military.
That's right, unless something changes
happens.
Unless something intervenes, and it could. That could happen. And, you know, it's also very frustrating because we set out, those of us who have been working on this issue for a long time, we told the administration, actually even before the election, the Republican National Platform says there should be a full and objective study and review of all the military personnel policies mm-hmm. that were implemented under Barack Obama. This is one of them. And then appropriate either legislative, executive, or judicial action taken to restore sound policy. Now, that's a very simple concept, right?
Right.
If they had done that, and if they had gotten the right people in place to follow through in an objective way, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Yeah,
as I say, President Trump did stick his neck out. He said what needed to be said.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
he does that a lot, which is good.
In the follow through, the procedure that is winding its way through the Pentagon and the Department of Justice has to defend what is happening and at least get a temporary stay from the court. It's very frustrating to see the way the LGBT activists are trying to push it through before anybody can get in their way.
Yeah, and that's
and Congress is just, you know, MIA. They're not
sitting on their hands.
Not involved at all.
I know. So, which is outrageous. I mean,
it's
a leadership there in Congress. Yeah, I think a lot of them are wanting to see President Trump fail, because it's still in disbelief that he won the election last November. It just makes no sense because it's the military that is being used as a guinea pig. And I predict if this takes place, if this is allowed to go forward, the transgenders in the military, I predict that you're going to have fewer and fewer conservatives who makes up the military mostly now? Those from conservative areas of the country?
Yes.
Okay.
For the most part, it's always been that way.
Yeah. But I see that
you're going to see, you know, recruiting is really a problem right now because the economy is getting stronger. The recruiters are having to work even harder.
Uh-huh.
There was some controversy some weeks ago where it was said that the Army was going to allow people with certain psychological problems
to
join
that.
The military.
And
they denied that, but they didn't really deny it. They just said, well, we're going to have the recruiting command decide the issue instead of the Secretary of the Army. That didn't change much. In fact, it makes it more likely that people with serious psychological problems will be allowed to join the military, and that would be consistent with the transgender policy. Gender dysphoria is a very unfortunate and difficult psychological condition.
Yeah.
If you're confused about your gender identity, it must be very difficult to work through that in some way. But the activists, they really don't care for the people who are suffering from this illness.
That's true.
They want to politicize the military health system, and they want to extend to minor children, the dependents of military people, all options for their brand of treatment, including surgeries. Now, this is so wrong. It's just unbelievable that the Department of Defense might be forced into doing this and forced to do it in the name of civil rights.
Yeah.
It's just unconscionable. Because when you're dealing with minor children, they are not in a position to judge their own gender identity.
Mm-hmm,
most of them outgrow the confusion that
between 80 to 95% of them outgrow it if they're allowed
right.
to go through puberty.
But even hormone therapy can affect future
mm-hmm.
fertility, can cause psychological problems that they would have outgrown, and certainly surgical changes that are irreversible. It's just unconscionable.
Yeah.
Remember, parents are sort of being coerced into this. They're being told, well, you better do it the way your child says he or she wants. Otherwise,
they're going to
your child
suicide.
Might try to commit suicide.
Yeah. A lot of bad information.
That is so pathetic.
Yeah,
because the risks of suicide do not diminish
after
this type of surgery. And there's been a number of studies to show that. And yet parents are being misled. Children are being affected in ways that is just unconscionable.
Yeah, it's almost to the point where truth does not matter any longer.
It's just all
based on how you feel. So what is your website so people can access? Because you have lots of good articles
lots
about this.
Lots of information
this.
There.
Yeah.
Yes, it's www.cmrlink.org.
Okay,
and
CMR.
An article there. The featured article is about the Supreme Judicial Commanders of the Military. There's also one about Mr. Curta, which is cited in the first one. There's a CMR eNotes that has an update. There's all kinds of news there, and this story is unfolding as we speak.
Now, can President Trump rout out or kick out all these Obama holdovers?
Well, it would be up to Secretary Mattis to do that, yes.
Oh, it would be up to, okay.
And of course he could.
Of course he could.
When you had a person at the Department of Justice that would not carry out his order regarding the immigration travel ban, Well, she was replaced.
Yeah, okay. So,
and I don't understand why the Department of Defense we're not seeing the same thing happening.
Yeah, for sure. So what we action steps we need to take would be to contact General Mattis and
I think the White House needs to be, the White House opinion line, and you can do it online as well.
Right.
The White House needs to know that people are aware of this, they care about it, and they want it fixed.
Okay, so the White House, well, that'd be the main action step would be to contact the White House, not General Mattis or Jeff Sessions?
Right. The White House is ultimately in charge. The news is breaking every day. You're going to see more about this. You can call the White House opinion line. It's at 202-456-1111.
Okay.
And the more the merrier.
Okay, fantastic. So we need to contact the White House. That should be the main contact right there.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Hey, thanks so much, Elaine, and you have a Merry Christmas. And again,
your
website is cmrlink.org.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
And take care and keep up the good work.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.